Today marked the 99th day 41 workers were locked out of their jobs at Honeywell Aerospace in Green Island after they refused to accept dramatic increases to their health care costs and the elimination of their pensions. They held a noon picket line rally outside the Honeywell building.
On the line, come and pick it on the picket line. We've shouted and yelled and fight like hell. Come and pick it on the picket line.
The striking Green Island workers are members of United Auto Workers Local 1508. They produce braking systems and wheels for commercial and military aircraft. They've been replaced by strike breakers hired to keep the factory running. Reverend Emily McNeil is acting director of the New York State Labor Religion Coalition.
We're here today for a Moral Monday rally in support of the workers who have been locked out from the Honeywell Aerospace plant here in Green Island since the beginning of May. And they've been locked out because they decided to reject an offer of a new contract that would have eliminated their pensions and really drastically increased their health care costs. And once they asked to keep negotiating, the company locked them out.
Tim Vogt has been at Honeywell for nearly three decades. He is president of United Auto Workers Local 1508.
Honeywell has taken years, decades of collective bargaining and put a red strike through it and just want their own policy and they want their own language. They're taking away everything from us. Retiree health care, they're taking away pensions, they're taking away cost of living allowances, sub benefits, no more personal days, and not enough of a wage increase, 2.5% wage increase for 3 of the 5 years. That's not nearly enough to help us.
Mark Emanation of the Capital District Area Labor Council addressed the crowd.
Honeywell also is the people that have poisoned the families up in Hoosick Falls. 30 years of polluting with PFOA up in Hoosick Falls, and how many years do they work with asbestos here and have these workers with asbestos and now saying we're not going to have survivor benefits, we're not going to pay health care for pensioners after all those things. Honeywell doesn't pay taxes. In fact, we give tax subsidies to Honeywell, and the amount of money that Honeywell has that they save on the taxes, they put into super PACs to buy elected officials and politicians where they put in their pockets like nickels and dimes.
Honeywell did not respond to requests for comment. The faith, union, and community leaders in attendance say they want one simple thing, that Honeywell end the lockout and negotiate. A company spokesman told the Troy Record in June that the last contract offer was a responsible one for the employees to take. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.